Angels looking for a split of their two-game set in Washington. Cole Calhoun and company trying to stay hot in that AL wildcard race, but Ricky Nolasco issues in the first.
That's driven out to deep left center field. That one's going to go. Two-run blast for Ryan Zimmerman. 28th of the season, and the Nationals have a 2-0 lead.
See if the offense can get Nolasco's run support here now.
That's out towards center field, chasing Taylor back, racing back onto the warning track, and at the wall, he'll leap up. That's gone. A big fly for Luis Valbuena.
13th homer of the year for him. And the Angels, just like that, slice the lead in half. The Angels are down 2-1, batting here in the sixth inning. Two outs, Trout on.
Cole hits one out toward right field, hit well. Howie going back. He'll watch this one go. Gone, a big fly for Cole Calhoun. And the Angels have a 3-2 lead. Gratterall shoots one out toward left center field. Taylor, a little bit of a late jump, dives for it. And he makes an unbelievable diving catch for the third out.
Groshen's already walked the batter in the inning. That's the runner now at third with two outs. 3-2 delivery, and there's a ground ball. It's hit out near second. Stopped by Cower. Throws to first base, and the ball game is over.
The Angels hang on for the 3-2 win. They split the quick two-game set. Ricky Nolasco settles down after giving up two in the first. He goes 5 2/3 innings. He left the game with cramping in his calves in the sixth. Luis Valbuena sparked the comeback and went 2-for-3 with the homer. He talked about his game afterwards.
You see everybody happy, you know, play the game. Everybody competed. If you see last night lost, no hit. And today is a new day. You know, you have to forget about last night and come back here and be happy and play the game very hard.
It seems like every time you get a chance to swing the bat, you're getting more comfortable at the plate. You had two extra base hits, one of them being a home run. What were you seeing in Roark this afternoon?
Oh, I'm looking for a good pitch. Good pitch and the sign and the try song and pull a good swing. That's what I'm looking for right now. I'm not trying to do too much and not swing a bad pitch.
So you get Tyler Skaggs back, and now you get Andrew Heaney back on Friday. What does it mean for this team to get another arm like Heaney back in the staff?
Oh no, I'm so happy. If you see every day is like a good group, you know, everybody together. And new piece for us, he's a good guy, good player. And I also be good, you know, because I need it.
And last one for you, kind of a crazy schedule this week. You guys get 2 days off. Now a day off tomorrow before you open up a three-game series against Baltimore. How do you take advantage of the extra time this week?
No, it's good sometimes now, but if you say it's good because you have a hard month, you know what I mean? And you have to come back over here and play the game and practice good for be ready for the game. You don't have to forget or think about the day off, you know? You have to be ready for the game.
The Angels will have a strange off day in the Beltway on Thursday before beginning a three-game set in Baltimore with the Orioles on Friday. Andrew Heaney will make his 2017 debut.